We're going to study the Maral on the beginning of Parshas Chayisara, and we'll be discussing Chevron and the Parsha and the way it mentions Chevron and talks about Chevron and Kiryas Arba. Thomas Sarah Bekiryas Arba Hi Chevron Be'eretz Kinan. Sarah passed away in Kiryas Arba, which is Chevron in Eretz Kinan, and this Shabbos is the Shabbos Chevron, as it's called, and people come in the thousands to Chevron because it's a very special and holy city. And we will now flesh out exactly what it is that's in Chevron and why it's so holy and why this pilgrimage, if you will, to Chevron is due and proper. Rashi, on the words Bekiryas Arba, Rashi wants to tell us why Chevron has that name of Kiryas Arba. And Rashi tells us two explanations, seemingly very different, maybe even contra-opposed explanations. Rashi says, Al Shem Arba Anakim Shehoyusham. There were four giants, fearsome giants who lived there. Achiman, Sheshai, Talmai, Vavihem. So these four are actually mentioned if you look at the citation below Rashi, citation B. When the Meraglim came to look and examine and reconnoiter Eretz Yisrael, Vayalu Vanegev, Vayavo ad Chevron, Visham Achiman Sheshai Vesalma Yilide Ha'anok, the children of the big giant. So these are fearsome people, and these are people who are clearly of stature that could cause the Jewish people to fear having to wage war against them. And they were therefore so powerful as to define the place. The place became known as the place of these fearsome four, Kiryas Arba. That's Rashi's first pshat. Dover Acher, Al Shem Arba Zugos Shenik Vrusham. It's called Kiryas Arba because of the four holy pairs, the couples that are buried there, Ish v'Ishta, man and woman, Adam and Chava, Avraham and Sarah, Yitzchak v'Rivka, Yaakov and Leah. So, yeah?
But they're not dead yet.
They're
not buried there yet.
That's Al Shem Ha'asid. It's Al Shem Ha'asid. And indeed, those are the ones who will be there, and no one else will be there.
Esav said.
But Esav had to have his place, so to speak, bought out by Yaakov, because it's only for these four. Now, first of all, our first question is that according to Rashi's first perish, that it's all about the, you know, giants and the fearsome four, Achiman, Sheshai, Talmai, and their father, what does that have to do with Sarah? What does that have to do with Vatamas Sarah Bekiryas Arba? It has nothing to do with Chayi Sarah, has nothing to do with the Misa of Sarah. Why should it be mentioned here? And truthfully, when Avram first came to Chevron, the Pasuk does not mention the name Kiryas Arba, just says Chevron. That's our citation A. Right beneath the Rashi, I photocopied the Pasuk in Bereishis Yud Gimel. Vayahal Avram, Vayavoy, Vayeshev Be'elone Mamre, Asher B'Chevron. Vayivan Shem Mizbeach Lashem. That was the third Mizbeach that Avram Avinu built. He built in Chevron. So obviously it's very holy, and he built a Mizbeach there. That means that we understand that this is a very special holy place, but it doesn't mention Kiryas Arba. It just says Chevron.
I don't know why was she in Chevron to begin with? Because
No, according to Rashi, Rashi actually explains that they had left Be'er Sheva and had gone back to Hebron. And that's where they were at this point in time. And the second question is how Rashi brings two completely, seemingly diametrically opposed explanations for why it's called Kiryas Arba. Because the first explanation is that it's because of these fearsome four. And then the second explanation is that it's because of giants, but not giants of the physical kind, but giants of the spirit. Second explanation seems diametrically opposite and says, no, it's because of the four, Adam and Chava, Avraham, Sarah, Yitzchak, Rivka, Yaakov, and Leah. So it's very different. So the question is, what is this first issue all about, this first explanation with the Arba and Akim, why is that, if at all, important here? And can we somehow merge or mesh these two explanations of the name Kiryas Arba, and can we understand how one leads to the other, as they do seemingly in Rashi? So first, let's expand on Rashi's second parish, where he says it's all about the importance of the Avos and those who are buried there. What is it that they all have in common with Adam and Chava? So on the Gemara in Saita, the Gemara in Saita Yud Gimel Amar Aleph, Am Rabbi Yitzchak Kiryas Arba, is because Arba Zugai Sayu Adam Chava Avram Sarah Yitzchak Rivka Yaakov Leah. There in the Chiddush HaGadol, the Maral says, Perish Hamokim Hazeh, this place, Hu Ra'uy LiYisaydei Olam. It's a place fitting for the foundation stones of mankind, for the people who are the people upon whom all civilization is founded. It's ra'uy for them to be there. V'havos heim yisoid l'olam. Obviously the avos are considered the very, very foundation upon which the world, mankind, is built. B'hi baram b'shul Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov, v'chein adam arishin, hu gam kein yisoid l'olam shaharei kol abriyos, all people are b'nei adam heim. It's correct that these great four foundation stones, if you will, these great founding personalities of mankind should be together in this place because this place is called Kiryas Arba. So the Maral basically is saying that the name already was Kiryas Arba, and in such a place called Kiryas Arba, it's correct to co-opt that name and now have these four all buried there. So he's conceding to the idea that yes, the place has its name, and then it's fitting that that place, because of its name, be the place where Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and before that Adam and Chava, will be there for eternity. Why? Sheha'avos heim makayim l'chol ha'olam. Because the Avos and Adam are that place, meaning they are the people for whose sake the world exists. And therefore we are all living, so to speak, in their world. Asher heim dorim bahem. We are all living in the world that Adam founded with Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov with Sarah, Rivka, and Leah. Ki hakol dor v'aymed b'yisayid shalai. Everybody is dependent upon whatever holds you up. If we are all based upon Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, so they are the yisayid. And then, of course, any makom should be described as the Gemara in Gittin says, dalet al dalet. V'hamakom ro'i la'arba ki la'olam shetach hamakom dalet al dalet, 4x4, k'mesh yidua, shenosnu shiur makom ha'adam, arba al arba. A person has a place for Shabbos. If you are in the middle of nowhere, stuck in the middle of nowhere, so where is your home for Shabbos? Where are you? Somewhere in the woods. Can you carry beyond your dalet al dalet? No. But within your own Arba Amos, you are allowed to move your belongings. You're allowed to move them, be metaltal. There's no Haitzah, there's no issue of Ma'avir Arba Amos, because a person's space is Dalit al Dalit. That's just one example. So, therefore, V'chein kol makom shetach shalom meruba, l'kach hayu ha'avos shehem yisoid b'nei Adam, meaning Adam Arishin, and the Gimel Avos, nikbarim b'makom sheshmoi kiryas arba. Fascinating idea. All of mankind is living in their world. We're living in their world. The world was founded on, and we're all living, so to speak, on the heels of Adam and the Avos and Imahos. So it's their world. They're the landlords. We're the tenants, right? They're the Yesod, and we're living there, so to speak, in their footsteps. In the aftermath of their presence, now we have a place in the world as well. So therefore, this place, which he admits, yes, it's called Kiryas Arba before they are there, but it's the proper place for them to be, because they are four, and because all of the world, so to speak, and all the people of the world are actually living in their place, and our lives are based on their lives, then they are, as you would say, a yesod, and so their makom is the arba al arba upon which all other people live. Now, it's very nice to explain, therefore, the idea of arba al arba, but he still hasn't told us what's so special about Chevron. He, in this piece, implies that, yes, it's called Kiryas Arba before the Avos are there. So we need still to know how that connects to the four, Adam and Avram, Sarah, Yitzchak, Rivka, Yaakov, Leah. And what's so special about Chevron? So now we'll see the Gur Aryeh on this Rashi. The Gur Aryeh asks our first question. And we have it here on the second line of this page. There's a small arrow drawn. V'kasha d'lama hutzrach lichtoiv kan kiryas arba. Why should here, when discussing passing of Sarah and where she'll be buried, why here does it say that it's Chevron kiryas arba? When it said, as we mentioned before, it didn't mention Kiryas Arba. It says Mamre, it was his place, but no other name. Kiryas Arba is not mentioned. Chevron, Mamre, but not Kiryas Arba. V'yira loymar, sh'akosuv magid al shem chashivus hamokoim Uma'alosai. Shasham Meisasara. Here the Pasuk wants to explain why it's important that she was buried there. And you know what the reason is? Shahayu ba arba'a anokim. There were these four giants there. That's why it had the name Kiryas Arba. Now how important is that? He says, Ulefi inyan umadregas ha'aretz. He megadeles anoshim. If a place is great and powerful and important, so will be those who are raised there. That's the kind of person that will be produced there. Yesh makom megadeles kiboyrim. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Meraglim. Go see what kind of people there are in Eretz Yisrael. Can it raise good people, healthy people, and they come back and say, giants, right? Big, fearsome people. That's right. Those fearsome people in Chevron. Ulefichach, ma shehoyu sham arba anokim, mipnei sha'aretz ahi igaremes. It's indeed because there's something special about Chevron. And we don't just mean that there's something special in the soil or in the water. We mean that it's a special place that's destined for greatness. Big things. So in the physical world, you see giants. But there's So there is another dimension, the metaphysical dimension of Chevron. In the physical world, what you can behold are these giants that are produced in a place like Chevron. Ubevadai, ma'alas hamakoim ba'olam hazeh, the fact that it's so virtuous and can produce such giants, me'id, that attests to, me'id al ma'alas hamakoim shehu kenegdai ba'olam haba. That it's so important to place and can produce these giants means that it also has great power in the other world. That it has great, great power relating to the metaphysical world, relating to the spiritual world. As this place was miyuchad, unique, that it fostered and was able to produce these powerful four people, these fearsome four. Kach hamakaim hu miyuchad la'achar miso, la'arba anashim gibarim b'ma'aseihem b'neshama. It's four keneged four, indeed. That because it's a place that physically promotes such power and preeminence, that means that it's also a place that introduces the powerful and eternal neshamos to their Gan Eden. After all, what is the Maris HaMachpelah? As that famous legend has it, right, that there was a getaway lamb that Avram pursued and pursued to the opening of the Ma'ara, and he sensed that this was the Shar, the entranceway to Gan Eden. So that these four giants in the physical world are just simply a small window reflecting what this place is in the spiritual world. And that it's correct, he says so beautifully, that the great physical giants have corresponding to them, the corollary is the spiritual giants. The physical giants in this world. But it's the Pesach, it's the opening and the gate to the future, to the eternal world of the spiritual giants. Vehem arba zugois shenikbrusham. These four, Adam Chava, Avram, Sarah, Yitzchak, Rivka, Yaakov and Leah. Ulefichoch piresh acharav davar acher, Al Shem Dalet Zugos. That's the connection between the two Pshatim and Rashi. The first Pshat in Rashi is, it's the four, it's the Kiryas Arba, the four giants. The second Pshat in Rashi is, not just secondarily, and not just a separate Pshat, but the Dover Achi is, and in the other world, the greatness of the place, and the giants, that so to speak, are going to move from this world to the next world, they move from here, from Chevron, specifically. That's why it's called Kiryas Arba. It's the place where these Yesodei Olam open up the Nitzchias of Gan Eden. And if we follow them, then we also have that and are attached to that Nitzchias. That's what's merumas in this medrash. The name Chevron says it. The Yalkut Ruveni brings the idea that Kiryas Arba hi Chevron, I'm quoting now from the Yalkut Ruveni, Shekol HaKavursham Nafshoi mischaberes lemala. So Chevron is from the word chibur. And later, others add, so it's chibur, and the nun stands for netzach, eternity. So Chevron means the place that joins the tzaddikim and brings them forever. their neshamas back to Hashem, the chibur of their neshamas forever back to the Shechina, netzach, forever and ever. That's why it's called Chevron. Chibur, netzach. And the four giants are simply the way of seeing and, you know, almost giving a hint to what kind of a place this is. It's a place for giants. Giants in this world, but the giants in the next world. That's what it's really all about. The giants of neshama, and this is their place, and this is their entranceway to Gan Eden. And finally, he says, Ve'inyan misper arba, the fact that it's four, hu megala lanu tam hazeh. This actually reveals to us the idea of connection to Shemayim. It's a fascinating idea, the Maral, by saying that something that is mechubar, that's one in heaven, here on earth, will be divided into four. Lefi shehamakom hazeh hayadavek ba'olam ha'elyon, because this place has this connection to the upper world, asher hu mispashek la'arba, which in this world goes in four directions, east, west, north, and south. Kedichsiv, as it says, indeed, about Gan Eden. What does it say in Parshas Bereishis? V'nohar yoytze me'eden. There's one nohar that comes forth from Eden. And in this world, umisham yipared la'arba roshim. The pasuk, Parshas Bereishis. What's the point of that pasuk? What's it saying? It's saying that it starts out in Shemayim as one. In this world, what comes to us then spreads in all four directions. So that the number four and such a hispashtus of four in all four directions is because it has chibur, it's because it's connected to something elyon. In the Gevuras Hashem, talking about Pesach, Maral says that that's the reason why there are arba lashonos of geula. The geula that was brought from Shemayim manifests and expresses itself in four distinct ways, four lashonos of geula, for that reason also. So he says that therefore it's called Kiryas Arba because that connection of that place to Shemayim is Arba. It's something which spreads and is available to us here on all four corners of earth, but beginning where? Where's the place of Chibur? The place of Chibur is Chevron. That's the place of Chibur. It spreads then in four directions, Kiryas Arba. In this world, point of connection is there, Chevron. But all parts of this world have a connection to the other world, and that opening to Gan Eden, so to speak, led the way. Avram led the way. Yitzchak led the way. Yaakov led the way. Adam led the way. Where? They led the way from the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah, from Chevron. It's interesting, in terms of this Nitzchias, it's important to point out that there was a shmuz once that the Lubavitcher Rebbe gave, where he pointed out that David HaMelech, the Melech HaMashiach, which is Nitzchias, was accepted by all of the Shiftei Kah in Chevron. At first he was only accepted by Shevet Yehud and Binyamin. But then, subsequently, they all the Yud Beis Shvatim, made David the Melech, where? In Chevron. That's where it happened. So, again, that's the Chibur. That's the Chibur of all the Shiftei Kah coming together, and the result is the Nitzchias, and David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kai. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kai. That's something permanent. So we see that this is a place of this kind of Nitzchias, and therefore we understand that it's not just that they're buried there, but that the entire concept of the eternity of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the Imahos, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, is all connected with this idea of the entrance to Gan Eden, so to speak, that is this holy, holy place, Hebron. That which was seen in the giants of the physical dimension was just a hint, a knock on the door that takes us close enough to look and understand that it's a place of the giants of Neshama, the Gibonim b'ma'aseihem b'neshama, as the Maharal says. And we emulate them, and we follow in their footsteps. And Mirtz Hashem, we follow in their footsteps, in the Nitzchias, in the eternity that we gain for ourselves as we follow in their footsteps. This is what we celebrate in Hebron.